Are we ready? Okay, thank you, clerks. I'm going to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order, and the time is 10:30 a.m. Good morning to everybody. Roll call, please.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Revard.
Here. Okay, thank you. We do have a quorum. Congresswoman Redcorn, you want to render a prayer this morning, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God, we thank you so much for this place and this season, Father. We thank you for the sunshine and the beautiful leaves that have changed on the trees this morning, Lord. And I thank you that we get to enjoy your creation and that we get to enjoy it with one another. Lord, I just pray that you guide our hearts and our minds in this meeting today, Lord, that you help us to be productive and thoughtful for our Osage people, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all that you do for us on a minute-by-minute basis, Father. You are good and we love you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. The next item is the approval of minutes, and the minutes are contained within the committee invite.
Motion to report the, to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The minutes of November 2nd have been approved. The next item is a financial update from the treasurer. Treasurer McIntosh, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Good morning, Treasurer McIntosh. Is there anything you want to update the committee on from last week or?
I have nothing to report this time.
Okay, Treasurer, we did have a question from Congresswoman Stabler that was really good this morning about our projected revenue for 2024 and amending that resolution. I had told her that we did speak of that. We understand that there are amendments that need to be made with the LLC dividend that we've received and the ARPA interest, and there were some others. But I told her that was something that we'd be presenting in the next special session. Would you agree or?
Yes, I agree with that. And with that initial kind of first review, projected revenues for fiscal year 24, as I submitted those, but look forward to kind of working with appropriations, you know, and some sessions building up to that special session to make sure everyone's comfortable with where we're at on projected revenue between now and that next session.
Okay. Committee, do you have any questions for the treasurer at this time? Congresswoman Stabler, is that good to answer for you?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And thank you for bringing that up, because we have, that is something that Jordan and the treasurer and I have, you know, we know that that needs to be addressed. So, but thank you, Congresswoman.
Yeah, Chair, we could.
Yes.
We could finalize 23 too, and have most of the final balances for 23 at the same time.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. The next item then is the discussion of ONCA 24-08. This is an act to amend ONCA 23-83 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch. in the amount of $26,582,038 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. This bill focuses primarily on fiscal year 24 non-tribal dollars that either required a budget mod or new monies. And so I think that where we left off, I felt like there were sections throughout the bill that were fine and moved through. I think the child support, you know, was one of those. And we didn't have any further questions on that section, nor did we have any on the DHS stabilization, you know, for our WELAs and the different areas in Fairfax and Hominy, Pawhuska, Skytook, and what have you. And I think the main discussion that we left off was the well plugging and maybe some further questions on the monies that were received from the Department of Treasury on the lending. And so we went through the other sections that I think are fine. So here we are, we postponed this bill in order to let the Minerals Council, they held their meeting on Friday. I did attend the meeting as well as Congressman Hamilton and Congressman Maker. And they discussed this subject matter in executive session. And so, but what I can come away with is that there's been discussion between the executive branch, the minerals, and with us as well to some degree, that there is discussion of an MOA between the Office of the Chiefs and the minerals. And they did not pass a resolution that day. It sounds like to me they're wanting the MOA to go through their attorney for review, which makes sense. I just need to know from this committee, because this is a section within our big bill, are you guys comfortable? Do you want to move it out of committee and get the vote to authorize the spending, or do you want to consider removing that from this bill and wait until we have an MOA in place and or a resolution, or whatever brings comfort to the committee at this time with regards to, I'm just talking about the well plugging. Second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. So do we have any updates on an MOA?
Nothing that's been sent to Congress. Is there anyone on the line that can provide an update from the executive?
This is Candy.
Good morning, Candy.
Good morning. There is no MOA that has been defined because Minerals Council, first of all, you all need to decide how you're going to appropriate the money. And then we will try to, if there is an MOA, we'll draw one up, but we're not there yet. Because we don't know exactly what's going to happen. There are some options that were discussed at Minerals, and one of the options was the MOA. One of the options was that they would take control of the grant, and one of the options was to send the money back to the agency, and they've not picked one of those options, and they've not gotten back to us. So there's no point in doing an MOA until they decide to agree which way we're going to go. And you all decide which way you're going to appropriate the money.
Second speaker.
I understand that, but I'm referring to an MOA that I believe you told us last week would be sent to the Minerals Council. That's why I asked. So the option of sending an $18 million grant back to the funding agency doesn't sound like a good option to me. So I think we need to discuss this and see how we want to handle this, knowing that, you know, Friday, we were like, okay, let's wait and see what the Minerals Council, what they decide to do, and they didn't do anything. So, you know, I'm kind of stuck on, hey, I really want to do the right thing. What is the right thing at this point? I want to honor the Mineral Council's suggestions, but we don't have those yet.
Committee? Congresswoman Stabler?
So did I hear you say that they were working through their attorney? Is that why they can't seem to decide what they want to do?
Well, I think it was all new. You know, I think it's last minute that they're receiving an MOA. I think this body would do the same thing. You just receive an MOA and the chair wasn't present. They did not have a full, they had enough for a quorum. And so I'm assuming that they're all looking at it in detail and wanting to get some input back from their attorney.
Okay, so my next question then, is there any hindrance if we move ahead?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's up, kind of up to the committee. We, you know, I've mentioned to, I know that some Congress members that are not on this committee, you know, are not going to vote to on this bill because this money sits within it and they don't agree with it. That's all up to them. But I don't mind, like I said, with, you know, removing this from the section of this big bill and addressing it in the next special session, if you guys want to do that as too. Speaker Good Fox.
Okay, my question is, what is, are there any negative impacts if we remove it from the bill and pick it up in another special session, time-wise, from the funding agency? And I think that my question is going to be directed towards Candy because she is going to be the person that knows.
Yes, well, the grant was awarded and it started on October 1st. So we're already behind on expending the money. And we've already started a drone survey, which was originally in the grant, but has now was changed in the grant because we had an agency come in, Sandia Labs, that had some BIL money, and they're doing a drone survey for us for undocumented wells for free, and they've been here, already been here a little bit. And so that's not a grant expenditure, but we're just needing to move forward with the project. We need to advertise for staff. We need to get contracts in place and all those kinds of things. And the Minerals Council is gonna delay it, and then you all are gonna delay it. It's just gonna take time away from getting the project off the ground.
Committee, any other questions? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I too was at the meeting Friday, and the council that was present, and Chairman Waller was not there that day, and some of the other councilmen weren't there. But the ones who were there, all they're asking is for a little more time so they can examine this closer and let their attorneys look at it. And I don't think that's unreasonable. This is a very important thing in our nation. We all know that. And I still didn't hear Ms. Thomas say there's a kind of a deadline on this. You said it began October 1. Well, that's not long ago. Yeah. So I don't see there's any delay, any reason why we can't wait for the Minerals Council, as they have a right to. to ask for this, in my opinion. And I don't think it's going to hurt anything for us to work with our Minerals Council and to see that we move on this in a good way. So that's all they're asking for.
Second speaker.
This is a 1-year grant, and we have to spend this $19 million in this 1 year in order to be eligible to apply for the next phase. So that is the deadline that we're working under. And we have proposed the MOA to give the well plugging to the minerals and do the remediation and restoration under the DNR. And the DNR, that's going to be pretty expensive. And so we need to know what we can and can't do and where we're going to start to try to get this project to move forward.
Chair.
So it's not like we're leaving minerals out. And I have to tell you, I told you last week, we've invited minerals to be a joint applicant with us in this grant from the beginning. And they refused to do that. And so we've done the best we know how to try to get them involved. And this MOA is just going to end up doing the same thing as a joint app would have done when we delegate the well plugging to them in the MOA. But we need them to be agreeable to that.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Ms. Thomas, I want to clarify from my own self, a few things that I'm hearing. First, I want to clarify that you said that this program started on October 1st, which we were still in session on October 1st, regular session. So I'm curious as to when you all knew the money was coming down and that we couldn't have gotten a head start on this. Because now the clock seems to be ticking, being that this has to be spent within a year. I also heard you say that there's a proposed MOA, on the table where Minerals Council handles well plugging and the nation will handle remediation. Is there a reason why we haven't seen that or why no one's talking about that?
Well, the three options that were offered last Friday, I believe, had been sent to your clerks to review. And the notice of award started the grant October 1st. And maybe, Amy, could you tell me when we got that first initial letter?
Yes, we were notified on September 21st. And we created an appropriation packet and submitted it to Congress before the fall session ended.
That is true. Yes, that is true. We did receive the information at the end of session, but it was that very, like at the ninth hour. Mm-hmm. And so,
sure.
Yes.
I have a question in regards to the MOA. I believe it's the best, in the best interest of the nation to move forward with that MOA proposed. Of the $18 million, how does that break down between the well plugging and the remediation? How much is going for remediation? How much is going for the well plugging?
Good question.
Well, that's to be decided. We haven't decided it yet, but I know for sure that the remediation and restoration, the chief wants to apply some of that to cleaning up the branch so that the feed of trust application can move forward. And we've had a couple of estimates on that. And then I think the phase two has just been completed. And I see Jan Heyman's on here, and she might tell me if the phase two and the testing have any kind of a cost estimate on the ranch remediation yet.
This is Jan. May I respond to Candy?
Dr. Heyman, I'm going to go to speaker real quick, and then we'll go to you, Dr. Heyman. Speaker.
So, Candy, is the remediation just for the ranch, or are there other places that you all have deemed sites for remediation outside of the ranch?
Well, I'm sure there's some. This grant applies to Osage Nation-owned property and to Osage tribal members. So the field inspectors have been, in this past grant that we've had, this 4.5, have been out inspecting grants, inspecting wells, orphan wells. And so I'm sure that there's a list of some that are qualified as being Osage owned by tribal members or the nation. But I don't have that list right in front of me right now. I have not seen it.
Tribal members.
Okay. Dr. Heyman?
Can I add one more comment, please?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a 5-year grant, and the total is $90 million. So if it doesn't get addressed with the first tranche, we've still got 4 more years of funding coming where we can address, hopefully, as much as possible. So I'm hoping that that'll be enough to be able to address the ranch and any other Osage Nation-owned properties and some tribal members that have some type of remediation or contamination on their property.
Committee, any other questions? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the MOA is not in place, or MOU. There's 3 options that that's been talked about that was presented at the last Minerals Council meeting. That's also been emailed here. Let's talk about hypotheticals. If the Minerals Council decides not to accept any of the 3 options, well, the 2 options, because one option is to send the money back. So that's one of the options of the 3. And in visiting with Minerals Council, some of the folks there, that is not what they want. They don't want to send the money back. I mean, that's just me personally, what I've reached out and talked to folks about. So hypothetical, Ms. Thomas, and anybody else from executive that can answer, let's say you guys can't come to an agreement, then if this passes out, you all will just move forward with the whole project under executive branch, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Thank you. The truck was going by. It was fairly loud. So we're really not any further along than we were the first time we discussed this piece of legislation, in my opinion.
I would agree. Congressman Maker?
I feel very uncomfortable about moving this out without hearing back from the Minerals Council, especially Chairman Waller. I don't think we have ever, since I've been on this Congress, have met down here in our chambers, wherever we're at, with our minerals people. I don't think we've ever done that. As I don't recall, Chairman Waller or any whoever the chairman was of our minerals people, to actually come down here and tell us what they want. And they have that right. They have a right. They are part of this nation, a big part of this nation. And I might remind you, the reason why we have this government is because of our old Minerals Council and the shareholders. That's the strength of our sovereignty. So I just say we have an obligation to at least hear their arguments on this.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Maker. Well, I think on that comment, Congressman Maker, we have given them options, and several of us have reached out, and executive has reached out. And so since this is a 4-year plan, and we all don't want the money to go back, we want it to get worked, that I think I have now set myself that I'm willing to move it forward, and they will catch up when they're ready. As before, I was waiting on them too.
So quickly too, I wanted to let you guys know there's another piece that's missing that I brought up the first day with this that the treasurer hasn't been able to put into place. So we also have, I think, Isn't that right, Tyler? We would be able to collect IDC on some of the funds, some of the 18 or 19 million?
Could you repeat that, Chair?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, could you repeat that question?
Okay, I was wondering, out of the monies before us, the 18 million plus the other million, we haven't addressed the IDC. So under the million, we have 193,288 that we're putting towards IDC. And that's because of, in this instance, the IDC. Is that correct, Jordan? It looks like they're charging IDC on the professional fees of the million, which we didn't do during session, okay? We also, they're collecting $1.6 million in IDC off the 18 million, and it looks like they're charged because of professional fees, I would assume, salaries, wages, and all the admin costs. What we don't have, kind of what I'm discussing, is that other piece of it, right? So you have A over here, but we don't have B. It's another piece we're missing. So besides what you mentioned, Congresswoman Lemon, we don't see the IDC budgets that would be affected by this. Say we pass this out of Congress, we're not seeing the offset. So I brought that up on the very first day, and it's just something the treasurer, we're not ready. He's not ready, I should say, to address these IDC budgets. So typically, they'd come over, and you'd see where that money was spread out throughout. And we would authorize that, as we call them now, internal service funds as well. Well, we're not doing that. So see, it's kind of all over the place. And I wish that when this was submitted back in September, that it did have the MOA, or definitely the resolution and the IDC budgets, and everything was well organized. I would have loved to see a map of what our plan was, but we're not there yet. And I've thought about this throughout since attending the minerals meeting over the weekend, and right now I'm kind of more favorable of pulling it out just for right now. I'm pretty sure we're going back into special session in December. I don't know if that's the case, Speaker, so forgive me for speaking out, but I'd feel kind of more comfortable that we slow down, get the information we need from the Minerals Council, get the offset IDC budgets, look at the MOA, look at the resolution. It's up to the minerals if they want to do that. But I feel like we could address this within 30 days. I would love to hear from Candy where we're plugging, where we plan to do remediation. I think that's important. If it's not just at the ranch, then where else are we planning to do the remediation? That's where I am right now. So at this time, I'm going to, for the committee, entertain. I'm sorry, Speaker.
You have a constituent that's in the back that's raising their hand. You can't see because you don't have eyes in the back of your head, but you do have someone that's in the audience asking to be recognized.
Marla? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Congress. Miss Wyward. Like, I want to talk about well plugging.
So I do, I'm Maria Whitehorn, and I do attend Minerals Council meetings. So I do remember when this grant first started being problematic, when the Minerals Council applied for it and the executive wanted it as well. So that's where this all started, is from the very beginning. So to me, option two, to appropriate the Minerals Council the money. They applied for the grant. They know how to run the grant. They wanted to run the grant, but because they had no support of the nation, they weren't considered for the grant, and it got kicked back. So to me, I'm wondering What the question is that the Minerals Council could administrate this, they have in the past. Is it just that the executive wants it? Is that the issue that we're looking at? Because they have been successful. They used the data from the Minerals Council executing past plugging grants to apply for this one. They use their legal authority in the application to apply for it. So I'm trying to figure out, is it just because the executive wants to take charge of plugging the wells and remediating the land? Because to me, when I read the Constitution, it doesn't say that's in their purview to do. And so to me, that's like the big elephant in the room, is who is truly responsible for plugging wells that go down into the shareholder's minerals estate and remediating the lands, which is a part of that minerals estate. To me, it seems really simple. And it seems like option two, when I read option two that you guys have been discussing, they said, well, if they're going to do it, then they're going to not have our help at all. That seems very petty and not how our government should work. And I don't know why anybody would want to say that that's okay for us to behave that way. So I agree that this isn't ready to go, or it's ready to be appropriated to the Minerals Council, because they did apply for the grant. They want to administer the grant. And I'm not saying that on any other experience other than I know they applied for it. So if they applied for it, they wanted to run it. To me, it seems really simple. So do I think that remediating our ranch land is important? I do. I think that's very important. But do I believe that the minerals estate takes primacy over remediating surface lands and being and in the correct body, which is the Minerals Council? I do. And I believe that this body is the only body that can straighten that out. You're going to have to make a decision on it. So, thank you.
I will agree with Ms. Whitehorn on this, because it's very clear in the Constitution that it is this body that provides the authority piece of our mineral estate. It's very, very clear. And I also agree with the fact that there's no reason why the executive branch and the minerals and this body, that we don't have this well laid out, well planned, and who's to do what. And so if the Minerals Council says, you know, hey, I would rather to have Dr. Heyman and her folks take care of this piece of it, we'll have it laid out in an MOA that says this is what we would like. I don't see that there's anything wrong with that, but I feel like it's very important. This is one of those that is just as important to me as our broadband, the money that we received, the millions of dollars. I mean, it's just as important. So that's kind of where I am right now. Unless we agree to pull this out and another Congress member wants to grab this, put it out in its own bill, and change the language that says it will go into the Minerals Council right now, we can do that.
This is Candy. Can I respond, please?
We have other folks in front of you, Candy. Congresswoman Lemon, and then I'll get to you.
Well, thank you for the comments. So we can play hypothetical with that also, the option that you just chose. We still don't know what the Minerals Council, where their priorities are going to lie. They don't have a plan in front of us either. And are we going to scrutinize them as much as we're scrutinized in executive? Because we're in the middle of this. So you can't, you know, just tear one side apart or look deeply into one side and ask, you know, 10 million questions and not the other side also. We don't have any idea what it looks like if they get all the money. And I'm not saying I'm for one or the other at this point in time. I believe that working together is the best laid plan going forward, because this isn't going away, you all. This is not going away. There will be a chief at some time that wants to compact the Minerals Council, and people are going to lose their minds because they are going to feel that we want their money when all that does is take over the BIA functions. It's going to happen one time at some point in time. There will be some chief that wants to do that. So this is not going away. So finding and laying a foundation to learn how to work together, and this may be the first block that we lay down to say this is how we're going to work together, and it does lie with this body. And so I agree after all this conversation that it's not ready, but I also see what you're saying, Congresswoman Saylor, because the clock is ticking. So you have the option then of going ahead and pushing it out for this first year, and executive gets it. Well, you hope to goodness the next year when the money comes down and they ask to draw it down that they're willing to do an MOA, and you hope to goodness that the Minerals Council is willing to work with the executive, or vice versa. We're going to be back right back where we were, where we are right now. So there's a lot of questions that could be asked of the Minerals Council. How are they going to administer it? Where are their priorities? You know, theirs might be more environmental. Because when you read this grant in the beginning, some of the beginning paragraphs of this grant, there's a whole lot of environmental aspects that are going to be required to be reported on, more so than the ones they received prior. This is naturally not surprising. It's almost $100 million. So it's not surprising there's going to be a lot more regulation. So does that give anybody pause, you know, as far as, does the Minerals Council have the capability to do the reporting to the best of their, to the absolute top degree that we need it done if the nation's the one who's going to be liable for this money? Can anybody answer me that question? I mean, so some people think, well, maybe I shouldn't be asking these questions because I'm not a shareholder. You know, that's one of those things that unfortunately I will be one day, and I don't want that day to come anytime soon. But when that day comes, you know, I hope that I can be one of those people to say, we're all in this together. And I'm not any better because I am a shareholder or I'm not. Thank you.
Okay, committee, any other question? You're going to make my motion? Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon.
She wanted to be recognized, though Candy did.
Yes, Ms. Candy.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to respond to a couple of things. Number one is the Minerals Council was denied the grant because they are not the eligible entity, and I can read you the sentence from the denial letter. It says, while we recognize the Osage Minerals Council is a tribal government body eligible to perform such work under the nation's constitution, the Osage Minerals Council is not a federally recognized Indian tribe pursuant to section 40601A3 of the Act. Without written approval from the Osage Nation to act on its behalf, we regret we're unable to proceed with further processing of the Osage Minerals Council submitted applications. So it's not a matter of that we override their application. They weren't eligible, and we offered for months while we were developing the application for them to be joint with us, and they refused to do that, and they went this route, and it just didn't work out for them because they weren't the eligible entity to make the application.
So, Candy, when they refused to participate, did they do that in a form of a resolution?
Yes, they did it. They did a, it was 10 days before the application was due. I was there once more asking for a joint application. They refused to do it. They did a unanimous vote to do their own application. And then they made a resolution to come out and work with Raleigh Wilson, who's their attorney, to develop the application. So, and at the time, I knew it was going to be very confusing to the federal agency to get two grants from the Osage Nation. And I tried to explain that to them. So they went and did it anyway, and it just didn't work out. So I feel like, I don't think that they're going to be able to administer this grant because the terms and conditions for this grant are different than they were for the 4.5 million. They're very technical. I think the terms and conditions are about 20 some odd pages. It includes the Davis-Bacon Act, which is the federal wage rate act that has to be attached to any contract or subcontractor. I mean, I just don't think they have the capacity or the understanding of grants well enough to be able to administer this project. And wow. We have had oversight over the 3 million and the 1.5 that came down because it came down through the self-governance office. And we've provided them support with administration. We've done disbursements. We've tried to work with them as much as we can. So that's kind of where we are. And but I don't think they have the capacity to develop and to oversee this grant.
Okay.
At this time.
Well, the good thing is, for those of you listening, this nation is prepared. And we do have a good administrative team that can support them, which is the self-governance office, if the chief wants that, our compliance office and grants department, which report directly to our treasurer. That gives me a peace of mind that we do have offices in place already that are here that are actually established for this purpose through IDC. And so that makes me feel, you know, I just want everybody to understand that we do have that option is there for the Minerals Council if they choose to use those services. So Congresswoman Redcorn and then Congresswoman Lemon.
Chair, I think, Candy, after listening to your comments, I'm curious too, and I'm looking at the sentence that says, without written approval from the Osage Nation to act on its behalf, that they couldn't proceed further with the Minerals Council receiving the grant. Was a request ever made to have the nation support the Minerals Council in this request?
No, ma'am. The Minerals Council did not ever make this request.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If there's not going to be any further discussion concerning this particular topic, being that we don't have a lot of the information at all, we don't have any information from the Minerals Council at all, concerning what their plan is, and I'm not comfortable giving. I think this boils down to more than just what Maria was speaking of. I think it boils down to the amount of money that we're talking about. Partly it boils down to the amount of money that we're talking about, and then I believe partly it boils down to there's folks that just aren't in agreement that it should all be used toward possibly, you know, the ranch. I realize that there's other options for it to be used toward, but there's a big belief that it is going to be focused just on the ranch in hopes of getting the ranch put into trust, and I don't know if I agree with the entire ranch being put into trust. We can't collateralize it. We can't utilize it for our abilities if we needed to in the future. That's something else that, you know, that's a little off subject here, but it's definitely, if that's where this is headed with executive, you know, that gives some people pause. I don't like that we're going to have to halt, it looks like, for the next 30 days, based on, you know, Congresswoman Stabler's comment about, you know, we're in the rears already. I mean, I've been saying that several times this session. And so I'm not feeling that this committee is ready to move forward with this in this bill at this time. So I'm going to make your motion, since you're chairing. Move to amend ONC A2408, page 13 and page 14. Page 13, section L, lines 547 to 592. Strike. page 14, strike section M, lines 593 to 638.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Do I need to repeat that?
Yes, I can. And do, may I have a question? Okay. Yeah, I think it needs to adjust totals accordingly. I withdraw my motion to restate. I need just a few seconds, please.
Clerk, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move to amend ONCA 24-08, page 13 and page 14. Strike page 13, section L, lines 547 to 592. Strike page 14, section M, lines 593 to 638. Adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Congressman Hamilton.
I was in line with Congresswoman Stabler's remark about getting it out. Since it's a grant that's already been awarded, let's get it out so it can be administered. But I also would like to see an MOA in place that has some specifics in regards to how much is going to remediation, how much is going to well plugging. If we just pass it out now, there's no telling how much is going to go to remediation. It could be, it's up to the administration of the grant. So I would like some specifics on the MOA when it comes to be, if we ever get a chance to see one. Who knows, we might get one in the next day or two. And it can be picked up again. So mm-hmm.
We're in session tomorrow.
That was exactly what I was getting ready to say, is that even though we may get this out of committee today, we also have time to amend it back in, you know, on general, was it general order day two? Yes. So Candy, please, you know, I just want anyone listening to know if we can get things in place, we still have time. So any other, Congresswoman Lemon?
So just for those listening, and this strikes out the budgets for the well plugging dollars, federal dollars that are coming down.
Okay.
Chair.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. It's just a brief question slash comment. Ms. Thomas, I want to acknowledge the timeline that you set before us and the importance of that timeline and the fact that we've already been awarded these dollars, and I feel the calendar pressing in. I do. I want just, because I know that every time we talk about this, and by making this amendment currently, it's dragging out the time that you all are, or anybody for that matter, is able to administrate this grant. So, but my question is, as you said, that the money has to be spent within the year. And is that like projects completed, dollars spent, checks written, projects closed by the end of the year? Or can the project list be started and being worked on and funds allocated for such projects? I think because it is such a tight timeline for such a massive amount of money, that's over $1 million every month between, at this point now, it'll be almost $2 million every month that will need to be spent to fulfill this grant. That's a lot of money in a short period of time. So I think in my mind, and maybe those listening, it would help a little if we knew, like if the projects were defined, timelines laid out, or if this is a checks had to be written and invoices paid by September 30th of next year. Can you encumber them? Right. Can you encumber any funds? That's just to help with the short timeline and the conversation we're having. Can you clarify some of that for us, please?
Amy, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the funds have to be obligated but not spent, as long as we have them all obligated. Is that correct, Amy?
The project period is set to end September 30th. 2024. Anything past that would have to be approved by the funding agency.
Yeah, Chair.
They're required to obligate within the year as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's a fact. Treasurer McIntosh?
Yeah, typically It comes down to typically, I think the CFR changed to say incurred. So typically, as long as it's incurred within the project period, and then that allows time for you to liquidate and pay out the invoices after the fact. You just want to make sure that the services and everything purchases prior to that date, invoice dates are for services prior to that project ending in period.
And if you remember, we aren't even certain as to how these dollars are going to come down.
We still don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know if it's coming through the multi-year funding agreement.
Yep.
We don't know how this is coming through.
We're going to be okay. I mean, I think it's fine that if we wait, just it's going to be okay. We just have, I think it's the importance of it, the amount of money, and that we get a plan together. I think we'll be fine. Trey?
Because we're in special session, and because this well plugging is on the proclamation, we need to take it to the floor of Congress before any action is taken on it. So I would request that the motion be withdrawn.
Okay.
And then if Congress wishes to take it out, we do it through general order amendment.
Thank you. Motion withdrawn. Appreciate that, Trey. Mr. Gill.
It is on the proclamation
it
separately.
Is. Yeah, that's, it is. We talked about that.
Question?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gill, for that. So removing it on general order day two for the entirety of the Congress vote, correct?
Yes.
Correct. That would at least be a vote of the entire Congress.
Thank you. For saving us.
Okay, committee, do you guys have any other questions?
Okay, I do.
At all?
Committee member, but I have
go ahead.
Okay, so we're in session tomorrow. You have an appropriations meeting, but an MOA probably is not going to happen without a Minerals Council meeting, correct? How does that usually work?
I do not know. I'm going to say that I felt like some of them were out on travel. They didn't have a full, they had enough for a quorum, but they didn't have everyone. What we have is that this is the only item on the agenda. I do have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, but if we didn't have anything, well, it's dependent upon your other bill.
Oh, yeah. I have to file that bill here before 3:00 today.
And then it's up to, you know, if Speaker wants to put it into appropriations, I'm just holding that meeting time.
I'm okay if it doesn't go in appropriations. I mean, it's just a repeal of money to free it up. But it's whatever Speaker wants to do. Okay. Well, then, I guess at this point, you just have to move it out, right?
Congressman Hamilton?
I just want to say, I believe when this grant was submitted, a joint effort would have been in the best interest of the nation.
Totally
we wouldn't be
agree.
Here now. So.
I think that everybody is would agree with that. Your comments, Congressman Hamilton, that's what I'm hearing, even from constituents texting me now. Like, why could we not, you know, why is this, it seems like kind of all over the place there. And I get it. It sounds like the Minerals Council most certainly agreed to reach out and ask for this money. It was the, what's the word? I guess there was a technicality in how you go about it. But that was on our side, right? It's on the nation side. And why we didn't lock arms at that time for this initiative, I don't know. So here we are. And but I feel like we're doing the best that we can to get the money, you know, authorized to spend. Let's deal with it on the floor, and then hopefully we can have everything in place for and during the next special session. Okay, committee. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. So that was my next question about, you made a comment about we're going to be going into special session sometime in December. So like in less than 30 days or so. If what the reason I'm talking bringing that up is because if not, then we need to sign to go into special session ourselves for this particular matter in hopes that they move forward in some fashion, or at least there's some type of, you know, understanding, or at least an MOA, or if not, we're going to send the money back so that we can take care of this particular item. So, Speaker, not trying to put you on the spot, but have you heard we're going into special session in December?
I didn't even hear that we were going into this special session, and I specifically asked the chief's office and was told we have no plans to go into a special session, and then we received word that they called us in. So you'd think that this position would have some sort of heads up, but there is no respect there for them giving us a heads up that we're being called in. And I specifically ask because we have a small staff. We have two clerks and our budget analyst. So as they make plans for things, I just like to have a heads up, and we are not given that.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you. I'm sorry to hear that, Speaker Good Fox. So I just want to ask this committee, which is just six members, right? And then there's other members here that aren't on this committee. Do we have enough to sign the form to bring us into special session in the first parts of December?
Yes.
Well, okay, before we do that, though, the treasurer and I have had definitely discussions, and Jordan, on other items that need to be in special session. And I agree with Speaker, if that opportunity were given, we also have boards, entities underneath the executive branch that had things that they wanted on for us to discuss, but no one reached out to them as well. So
I'm not trying to push it. I'm just saying, what if we put a day out there now for ourselves so that we know?
Okay, but again, you know, I would like to consider the treasurer and the grants and everybody in their time as well. They may be scheduled to be off at a certain time in December. I'm just saying, let's all communicate, and I think is what Speaker was saying, and it'll make for a good special session.
Agreed.
Speaker?
Okay, so on the line of good communication, it is my understanding that we are going to send this out today with a due pass recommendation, and I will be voting yes to take these pieces out on general order day two. My vote's going to be a yes to remove them from the bill, because I do agree with legislative council. This is specifically on the proclamation. And it wasn't filed as a standalone bill. It was included in this. There are pieces of this that obviously need to move forward. I don't want to vote no on your bill based off of one component. And so that's where I stand as my vote. And I want to make that clear to everyone that's here today that if I'm sending it out as a due pass, it's because I am in support of 90% of everything within the bill, and whoever makes that motion on general order day two, I'll vote yes to remove. So I'm going to make a motion at this time to send out ONCA 2408 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and multiple seconds. Do we have any discussion? Second Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I was thinking about the SSBCI. I thought we still had some topics to discuss on the SSBCI. No? If not, that's fine. Okay.
Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chair. Now, did you say you're still going to have another meeting tomorrow, appropriations? Could you invite the Minerals Chairman to attend this meeting?
This bill is leaving this committee today.
Oh, okay. So
that's what we're voting on now, is sending it to Congress with a due pass. And I can call Everett and speak to him and let him know what it is that we're doing. And give it, but I think that last I heard, Everett was out of town.
I don't know.
That's why he wasn't at the Friday meeting.
Okay, well,